Henry Wotasik is joining us live, the president and CEO of Batavia Downs Casino. Well, now that the Democrats are in firm control of the state legislature and governor's mansion, we're looking at sports betting in New York State and the prospect that it may get legislative approval next year. Henry, good morning. Are you more or less hopeful for this bill now that the election's over?
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. That is a very good question. You know, we're optimistic that they will address the sports betting legislation and will pass it at some point this year, pass a further clarification of sports betting in New York. As you know, there is a sports betting bill that is live here, which would allow it at the four commercial casinos. However, they haven't addressed it relative to the Gaming Commission, and that's why I believe they are in the middle of discussing a more comprehensive way to approach sports betting, because otherwise I think they would have already passed that legislation to enable the four commercial casinos to have begun the process.
Yeah, where exactly does this pick up in January? Do you pick up right where you left off with these discussions, or is it just a whole start from the first step here with the new legislature?
Well, the key is going to be the governor's budget and whether or not it is contained in the governor's budget. There is some talk that it may be. There's many questions relative to the legality of the last proposal. Senator Bonasik, who was the chairman of the Racing and Wagering for the Senate, retired and has since gone on, so we'll have to see who replaces him relative to the chair of that committee. Gary Pretlow, who's the assembly chair, is still there, and he agreed with the previous legislation, which would have allowed the affiliates relative to the OTBs and the racinos throughout the state. So it's really going to depend on who chairs the Senate Gaming and Wagering to see if they agree with Assemblyman Pretlow's position.
Henry, is it the Senate? Is that chamber going to have the most trouble with this or not necessarily?
Last time, as you know, again, it was in Republicans' hands, but it appeared that it had the votes necessary to pass the Senate chamber, and the Assembly was the sticking point with some of the, I think, some of the more of the specific language and how it was going to be promulgated. So it really is going to, as I said earlier, I think it's going to depend on whether or not the governor decides to put in his budget. I understand that they are looking to resolve this issue, but, I mean, one of the problems that they have, I'm told, is that whether the last proposal would have survived a constitutional challenge to allow these affiliates to occur. They are in the process of obtaining a legal opinion regarding it, and they hope to have it within the next couple weeks.
Where should gambling on games be allowed? I think that's kind of one of the points that was talked about at length the last time. Should it be only at casinos? Should it be at casinos and racinos? Should we have mobile betting be allowed in New York State? Where do you fall on that?
If you look at some of the other models before, you know, before all we had was Nevada. So you look at Nevada and what they allowed was on-premises a sign-up. You had to sign up and be at a place to verify your age, et cetera. And then you could, if you wished to wager, you could wager relative to the mobile phone. That clearly is the future if they're going to allow sports wagering in New York, the other states, Europe. That's how they go about the industry. New Jersey has settled on a kind of a hybrid model. They forced them to sign up, I believe, for the first 3 months at a brick-and-mortar facility, and then after that they could wager relative to mobile devices, iPads, or phones. That is a big point of contention right now in New York, and I believe they'll fall again somewhere in the middle, where they're going to require them to sign up initially on a brick-and-mortar facility and then allow them to bet on a mobile device after that.
Henry, we're glad you could join us for the update this morning. Henry Wotasik is the president and CEO of Batavia Downs Casino.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.